Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. Last month, we broadcast the following show at our Christmas party. Broadcast to who? Well, broadcast to the Lexington chapter of ART. Here's the show that Art Lex broadcast to Seattle last month. Although it does have a broadcast recording, we did this one for fun. You might recognize some of the voices from Art Lexington's The Great Gildersleeve Show. Originally from the Radio City Playhouse, here's our recreation of Goats Gone Wild.
The Lexington chapter of American Radio Theater presents a special Christmas recreation, adapted from a Radio City Playhouse script by Harry W. Junkin, based on a short story by Paul Gallico. Please join us now as we bring you 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, or Goats Gone Wild. It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, December the 24th, in the city room of the Daily Blade. Almost everybody has gone home. A couple of office boys are yawning on the call bench. Three rewrite men are pecking away at their typewriters and watching the clock. At the head of the room, Tex Court, the city editor, is talking earnestly into the telephone with a hunted look on his face. Nearer the door, Perry Brown, the Daily Blade's best reporter, is chatting with Al Vogel, his photographer. They're both about to leave for Rusty's party when Perry's telephone rings.
City desk, Perry Brown. Oh, hello, Rusty. Yeah, we're just leaving. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm all cleaned up. Has the tree come? Oh, good. No, Vogel's sitting on my desk. We'll leave together. Oh, honey, I'm going to trim that tree with diamonds, rubies, and sapphires.
That'll run into some dough.
Al says that'll run into dough. Huh? Oh, darling, if you play Holy Night, I'll cry. Yes, I will. I get very sentimental about Christmas. Vogel will cry, too, won't you, Al?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we'll all cry. It'll be a wonderful party. Oh, now, darling, don't worry about the Christmas tree fires. They won't break out until 9 o'clock, and besides, I'd quit before I'd miss the party. Okay, anything you want me to bring? Just me? Okay. Love you.
Hey, why don't you marry the girl and put her out of her misery?
Well, I'm working on it. By this time next year. Come on, Al. Let's get out of here.
Right behind you.
Let's go say Merry Christmas to Tex.
Good idea.
Rusty's as excited about this Christmas party as a 5-year-old kid. It's our first real planned party.
No kidding. Yes, Mrs. Pettensall, I understand, and I'm sure we can take care of it. By 11 o'clock at number 3 Courtney Tower, harnessed to a wagon. Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Pettensall.
It's all right, Mrs. Pettensall. I'll keep in touch with you. Same to you. Bye.
Al and I are just leaving, Tex. Merry Christmas, and try to get up to Rusty's party if you can, will you? What's the matter?
Perry, I meant to let you and Al go, but something unforeseen has come up.
Oh, no. You promised us the night off.
You did, Tex.
Yes, I know, and you'll get to Rusty's party later. Did you hear anything of that telephone conversation I just had?
You mean Mrs. Pettensall?
Her nephews have arrived unexpectedly from the West. She wants a Christmas present for them.
Oh, no.
She wishes us to secure a pair of goats for her.
Goats?
Harnessed to a red wagon.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Goats?
Harnessed to a red wagon.
Is she crazy? Where can you find a couple of goats in a red wagon on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, where can you find a couple of goats?
You mean, where can you find them?
Oh, no, Tex, no.
It'll be all right if the outfit arrives at 3 Courtney Towers by 11 o'clock tonight.
I won't do it. I promised Rusty.
And I promised the wife of our editor and managing director that I'd get her two goats.
All right. We quit, don't we, Al?
Absolutely. We quit.
I told Rusty nothing would keep us away from her first party.
Listen, Perry, Al, I'm sorry, but I'm on the spot. Do you think I get a kick out of having my reporters used as footmen? Mrs. Pattinsall's a bad little girl.
Bad little girl?
She's a gadfly sent to try us. I'm sorry, but it's all part of the screwy business, and she is the wife of our managing director. Now, please, Perry, there's nobody else to send, please.
I can't. Rusty will give me the air.
She'll understand. She's a newspaper woman.
Oh, no, not tonight she isn't. Tonight she's a kid having her first Christmas party.
You'll just be a little late. Here, I'll give you a petty cash slip. Go upstairs and cash it before 5.
How much?
The sky's the limit.
All right. $1,000.
I said the sky, not the stratosphere.
You want your stinking goats, don't you? How do I know what I'll run up against? I may have to buy them from the zoo.
Okay. Here, if you need any help, call me.
Oh, thank you. And you call Rusty. I haven't got the nerve. She'll think I'm drunk.
All right.
Call her up and say you sent me out to get two goats and a red wagon. Oh, boy, she'll love you. Come on, Al.
Maybe we can get the goats quick somehow and...
Hey, where are you going first, Perry?
Well, where would you go to get goats? Brooklyn.
Gee, Perry, it's nice traveling over Brooklyn Bridge at night, ain't it?
Yeah. Holy night, silent night. Where can I find two goats?
Ah, the old bridge looks pretty tonight with the lights on it and everything.
Yeah, where can I find two goats?
Hey, just look at the lights on the water, Perry, and the piers. Look, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Perry, look. See that flash of flame down there? Look, will ya?
Yeah.
The pier's on fire. Look, will ya?
Yeah. Lovely fire. Maybe it'll burn all night. Too bad we can't go.
What do you mean we can't go? Are you nuts?
My dear Al, consider your position. We're in the service of the rich. We're after goats. We're not reporters. We're lackeys. Mrs. Pattinsall would be very, very angry if we went to a fire instead of buying her two goats harnessed to a red wagon.
Perry, we gotta. Look, it's spreading. Look at the orange and the yellow, like an atomic. Will you look?
Al, hush.
Maybe I can grab a shot. Slow down, Perry. Maybe I can get a picture from here.
No. Al, we must let nothing turn us from our duty. We're not reporters. We're butlers.
Well, I got it anyway, and maybe this will be the best picture of the year.
The first little goat will be silky and white, and I hope that it gives Mrs. Pattinsall a bite.
Perry, will you stop singing? I knew we shouldn't have gone in any bars looking for goats.
And where else would you look for a goat?
Hey, Perry, look at that taxi. Look, an ambulance. There's been an accident. Look, Perry, slow down, please, will ya? Hey, that woman, she's hurt. Perry, please slow down. Let me get a picture, will ya?
No. What would Mrs. Pattinsall say if she ever found out you went around shooting a camera at people?
I got it.
Stop taking pictures.
Do you know what? You're lost. That's what. We're lost in Brooklyn. We're lost in Brooklyn. And we'll be here for years and years and years.
We're not lost. If you'd stop taking pictures, you'd see we are now approaching Cyprus and 283rd. And if our friend the bartender is correct, we're about to get our first goat.
Didn't he have any number?
No, brown shack at the corner of Cyprus and 283rd. That must be it over there beside those signboards.
Hey, what is it, a garbage dump? Or is that the goats I smell?
Bah,
right now, Rudolph. Please be a good goat, will you? Come on.
What's he stopping for?
Oh, I don't know. Please, Rudolph, we're almost at the car. Now, in a little while, you'll meet Mrs. Pettensaw. You'll like her.
You can't pull them if they don't want to go.
Now, look, Rudolph, I paid $100 for you. Will you please act like $100 goat?
Hey, there's something there on the ground.
Huh?
Hey, Perry, look, Perry. It's a body.
What?
Yeah. In a sack, suffering jets. There's a note on it.
Give me your flashlight. Hey, Merry Christmas from the boys.
Whoa, I think I know him. Flashlight in his face.
Yeah.
Holy cow, Perry, it's Pro Gala from the DA's office.
Yeah. He had his nose in the numbers racket, didn't he? Merry Christmas from the boys. What a story.
And how?
Well, too bad. We're busy.
We're busy. Perry, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Business before pleasure. We're still one goat shy. Pro girl just have to...
Yeah, at least let me get a couple of pictures.
Okay, but make it snappy. Oh, all right, Rudolph, I'll give you one more chance. Are you or are you not going to get into the car without being kicked? Rudolph, stay in the back seat, will you? And stop kissing me. I'm driving.
Yeah, and you should have stuck to lemonade.
You should talk. While I think of it, who did you phone in that last tavern?
And the office. Tex.
What'd you tell him?
Nothing. Nothing at all. He said Rusty had phoned and said you needn't bother coming to the party no matter how early you got through. And I just sort of casually mentioned the fire and the Progower murder.
Well, that'll teach him to send us out after goats.
What'd that bartender say we should go?
Oh, guy by the name of Constantine Bartakamus.
Huh?
Just a couple blocks more.
Now what's the matter with Rudolph?
I believe he is slightly loaded. He downed a whole can of beer the barkeep gave him.
Yeah, more likely it's the can. He downed that too.
Mr. Bartakamus?
Yes?
My friend here and I, as curious as it may seem, are seeking to purchase a goat.
Yeah, a goat.
Yeah, a goat. Jerry, the bartender at Mike's Tavern, said you had goats.
you make the Christmas Eve joke, eh?
No.
Come on, we got company. You drink a glass of wine. Everything should be all right. Christmas time, everybody should feel okay.
Look, anytime but Christmas Eve, it might be a gag. It's dead on the level, brother. I've got to get another goat. Now, have you got one?
And we ain't kidding.
Is it no funny business?
Honest.
All right, you come with me.
You have got goats, haven't you?
Sure I got goats. Paolo and Francesca. They man and wife. Nice goats. Good goats. You like goats, eh?
Oh, yeah, sure. We love goats, don't we, Al?
Oh, yeah. Especially on Christmas Eve. We love goats.
Yeah.
He's in here, the shed. There. Paolo and Francesca.
Goats!
Hold it. You ain't got them yet.
Mr. Bartakamus.
See?
How much for the big one?
Vergogna. I tell you the name is Paolo and Francesco. This is a husband and a wife. I no sell a one. You married man, I think you understand, eh?
Yeah, forgive me, old man, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking about.
Yeah. They look so great. They're in love.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, Mr. Bartakamus, I got a goat outside. The swellest goat you ever saw. Rudolph.
Yeah?
Rudolph. He loves everybody.
Crazy about everybody.
What about a deal? I buy Paolo and Francesca, and you take Rudolph in a part swap, huh? You have one swell loving goat and some cash. Everybody, she's happy, huh?
I don't want one goat.
No?
No.
What's the matter with having one goat?
What good is one goat except to another goat?
Except... Yeah, sure. Look, Mr. Bartokomus, it's a deal. How much?
I'm not sure how much I want to sell now.
$300?
Avicii. She's good. Paolo and Francesca, they're yours. You come in the house and we have some wine. It's a party. We sing songs. We do the happy dance.
I knew we shouldn't have stayed at Bartokomus's party so long. I just knew it. Perry, please stop. All right. If I don't eat soon, I'm gonna die. Please. We got the goats. We got three goats, in fact. Let's eat and get them up to the petting saws, huh? Would you shut up, Rudolph? You too, Francesca, with your pipe down. Holy smokes, we're up to our neck in goats. What are we going to do with three goats, Perry?
What are we going to do?
We don't eat soon, Perry. I'm going to be sick. You know something, Perry? I wouldn't have blamed that waiter if he'd socked you. Russian caviar in a dump like this, you crazy.
Al, I'm sleeping. Do not disturb me. Allow me to sit here with my head in my hands and suffer. Oh, stop nudging me, Al. Will you stop nudging me?
Good evening, all. Mind if I join the party?
Rusty.
Hello, Perry. Don't suppose you'd mind if I sat down?
You're sore.
Not at all. It's been a perfect Christmas Eve.
How'd you find us?
You left a trail a blind man could follow. When I saw your car parked outside with three goats in the back seat, I sort of figured you might be in here.
Don't be sore, Rusty.
Sore? Why should I be sore?
What are you doing away from the party?
There is no party. Could I have some coffee, too, please?
Coming up.
What do you mean?
I'm working. Everybody's working. There's never been a Christmas like it before. Progauer was murdered. Progauer of the DA's office.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, fancy that.
It also happens that Pier 547 in Brooklyn blew up.
No, really.
Perry, why do you drink?
Because they sent me out on Christmas Eve to buy two goats and a red wagon.
Uh-huh. Have you got the wagon?
The wagon. The wagon!
Oh, no, I haven't got the wagon.
Well, I have. That's one reason I'm here. Tex thought you'd forget it.
Where is it?
Outside in my car.
Oh, Rusty, you're wonderful.
Am I?
We got one goat too many, Rusty.
You noticed that too, did you? Isn't Mrs. Pettensaw going to be surprised?
What's the matter with them now?
They're frightened.
Now listen, goats, you're out of the elevator. All you gotta do is walk down this nice quiet hall here, see? That's it. Now just walk slowly down the hall to apartment 3 and stop kissing me. Look, Rusty, Rudolph loves me.
It's 10:45. The Pettensaws will be home in 15 minutes.
All right. Vogel, you take Paolo. Rusty, you grab Francesca, and you, Rudolph.
Whoever answers this door is in for an awful shock.
You ain't kidding.
Rudolph, see, Al, he loves me. Merry Christmas, Rudolph, to the sweetest little goat in the whole wide world.
Good evening. Good heavens.
Are you the Pettensaw's butler?
I am, sir. And might I ask what you are?
Move over. We got goats.
Goats? What in heaven's name for?
To pull the wagon.
Yeah, to pull the wagon.
Wagon? Sir, I must insist...
You did say you worked for the Pettensalls?
Yes.
You've met Mrs. Pettensall?
Well, of course I have.
Then you already know you don't want to be the guy who stood in the way of this special delivery.
And he ain't kidding.
You got a bathroom with a sunken tub?
This way, gentlemen, if you'll just follow me.
Hold still, Rudolph. There, there. I guess you're clean.
Aw, they both look like fluffy little lambs.
Yeah, but Rudolph here doesn't deserve a bath after smashing the Pettensall's mirror.
He couldn't help it. It was the first time he'd ever seen himself and that mean expression on his face.
All right. Hold still, Rudolph. You'll be dry in a minute. That's a boy. Give me another towel, Rusty.
You've used five already.
Well, you can't deliver dirty goats to Mrs. Pettensall. Say, he's real cute when he's clean, isn't he?
What's Fogel doing?
Oh, making a harness out of neckties. There we are.
Well, let's get him harnessed to the wagon and get out of here before the Pettensalls arrive.
Come on, Rudolph. You look swell. Well, come on, Rusty. Open the door. Hey, this is sure some dump. How's the harness coming out?
I used Mr. Pettensall's neckties. Look at this. Swell, ain't it?
Al, it's the nicest harness I've ever seen.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see a tree like that in your whole life?
Never. And I never will. I'll never, ever have a Christmas like other people. Never.
Oh, let's get them harnessed.
There. Finished. Red wagon and all.
Yeah.
Don't they look cute?
Paolo and Francesca, man and wife. Makes me want to cry. What are they doing to the tree?
Looks to me as if they're eating it, a little at a time.
Rudolph. Darn you anyway, Rudolph.
Oh, Perry, look out. He'll run the other way.
Oh, suffering jets.
Jay, hold it. Here come the Pettensalls.
What's going on in here? Oh, my vase. Oh, both of them. What is the meaning of this? Who are you? Alan, are these people from the paper?
I believe they are, my dear.
Get out of here, all of you. Hooligans, you're drunk.
I beg your pardon. We are not drunk.
Of course you're drunk. Otherwise, what's the meaning of the third animal?
It's a spare.
A spare? Is that supposed to be funny? Will you please leave? Alan, I expect you to deal with these people tomorrow.
Oh, Rusty, I believe Mrs. Pettensall is sore.
Is she? Well, so am I. Mrs. Pettensall, you're all through with Perry Brown now, aren't you?
I don't believe I know you.
Yes, you are. You're through with him. He's drunk and he's dirty. And besides, he served your purpose. He got you what you wanted. 2 goats and a red wagon on Christmas Eve. No other man in town could have done it tonight, or would have.
Get out of here.
You've been using our office and our staff to do your dirty work for the last 5 years.
Well,
run errands, fetch and carry, fix things for you, play nursemaid to you. Well, that's out as far as we're concerned. And when you replace us, I suggest you go to an employment agency that furnishes trained servants. It'll be nice to know you can call up the office when you need an extra butler. Come on, boys. Come on, Rudolph. Let's get out of here. I can smell something that has nothing to do with goats.
Well, I never.
Now, my dear. Good night, Miss McGowan, Mr. Brown, Mr. Vogel. Good night.
Come on, let's get out of here. We got rid of Al.
Yeah.
Now, if we could only get rid of Rudolph.
I called up the zoo.
Well?
They didn't want a goat.
Oh.
Called up the Metropolitan Museum of Art, too.
What on earth for?
Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe because it was Christmas Eve, they might make an exception.
What'll we do with him?
Honey, I don't know. But I'm not going to abandon Rudolph on some cold, vacant lot. He's got a right to Christmas, too.
Well, where will we take him?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll just wander around Brooklyn with him until we die of old age. Now, don't kiss me when I'm driving, Rudolph. He loves me, Rusty.
I know. I do, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. For heaven's sakes, let's get some coffee. I'm perishing with the cold, Perry. Look, there's a place. Come on, stop, Perry.
All right, all right. Do you think you love me as much as Rudolph loves me?
I think I do.
Okay, then I'll buy you some coffee. All right, now, get Rudolph out on your side.
Can't he stay in the car?
Rudolph's got a right to his Christmas, too. Attaboy. Go on, Rudolph. Go with Rusty. That's a fella.
Come on, Rudolph. Good old Rudolph.
Rusty, honey, I just couldn't leave Rudolph without a home on Christmas Eve. It wouldn't be human.
I know. Do you suppose we'll have to keep him forever?
I don't know. Well, here we are. All right now, Rudolph, sit down. Sit down beside us and shut up.
Hey, mister, you can't bring that goat in here.
Oh, yes, we can. It's Christmas Eve.
I don't care. We have a strict policy. No goats.
But Rudy's a special case. He's a seeing eye goat.
Mister, I saw you get out of the driver's side of that car out there.
Just goes to show you what a wonderful goat he really is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. After all, it is Christmas Eve.
Thanks.
So what'll you have?
Coffee and donuts for two and some wheat biscuits for Rudolph.
Is that what goats eat?
Yeah, just one of the things. Just leave him in the box. He'll eat the box and all. He'll go wild when he hits the biscuits after all that cardboard.
Well, I've seen everything now. Donuts and coffee coming up.
You unhappy, kid?
Perry, I'm an awful fake. I've loved every minute of it.
No fooling?
I was mad because you didn't take me with you.
Well, it's a lousy racket, but we love it. I guess we're out of it now, though. We haven't got a job, Rusty.
Oh, I think we have. Remember when Mr. Pettensall said goodnight?
Yeah.
He winked at me.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I think he's been waiting to tell her off for years.
Oh, I'll bet.
Perry, can't you remember anything that happened tonight?
Well, some of it.
Do you know there's a bonus waiting for you at the office?
A bonus? What for?
For your work on the Pier 547 explosion.
What?
Vogel took a picture of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He also took a picture of the death of some Brooklyn alderman's wife in a taxi accident. And a half dozen of Progauer's body.
What are you talking about?
Vogel phoned the office around 6 and said if we would go to an address he gave us and look behind some signboards, there'd be something there for us.
Uh-huh.
There was. On top of Progauer's body were two rolls of film and a note from Vogel with the captions on them. They're all over page 1 now.
I'll be. Good old Vogel. I tried to make an honest flunky out of him, but I guess he's just a newspaperman at heart.
So you see, everything's all right.
Yeah, well, I guess it is.
Now, if we could only just get rid of Rudolph.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, give me 2 coffees and 2 donuts to go.
Right.
Rusty, look.
What?
That kid. Hey, Sonny, come here, will you?
Hello, lady.
Hi, Sonny.
Hello, mister.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Say, how would you like a goat for Christmas?
Her?
Him.
Honest?
Honest.
You mean, just take him?
Right now. You want him?
Gee, do I? Gosh!
Call him Rudolph.
Gee, thanks, mister. Thanks a lot. Come on, Rudolph. Come on, boy.
Well, we've done it, Rusty. We've done it. Rudolph has a home. Darling, Merry Christmas.
Perry.
Hey. Hey, Cut out that kissing stuff. I run a respectable joint.
You have just heard 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, or Goats Gone Wild, starring John Greenway as Perry Brown and David Maddox as Al Vogel. Other members of the cast included Tom Fitzpatrick as Tex Court, Bob Hutchison as Mr. Bartokamus, Jan Hanley as Rusty, Stuart Talbert was the butler, Pam Hungate as Mrs. Pettensall, Lee Delaney as Mr. Pettensall, Susie Hutchison as the waitress, Lurlin Lahr as the little boy. And as our goats, Lee Delaney as Rudolph, Lurlin Lahr as Francesca, and Alan Wayne as Paolo. Special thanks to Carrie Tufts. Sound effects were provided by Lee Delaney. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. I'm your announcer, Aaron Hiles, on behalf of the Lexington chapter of American Radio Theater, wishing you the very best this holiday season.
Let's listen to some music from the 1930s. These were all on the radio at various times.
The Works Progress Administration presents a program by the Federal Music Project, which is under the direction of Dr. Nikolai Sokolov. Strains of this march, Thunder and Blazes, brings us the music of the Manhattan Concert Band, conducted by Anthony Giamatteo. The program opens with the High School Cadets March by John Philip Sousa. Thank you. Moroccan Concert Band continues the program with the Mazurka by Ghana, La Tsarina. More than 3 million men and women have left the relief roles and now earn their living on WPA jobs. All of the work they are doing was proposed by officials of their own communities. If you would like to visit any or all of the WPA projects, simply call your own WPA officials, who will be glad to arrange this visit for you. Now the Manhattan Concert Band concludes the program with the dramatic overture, Orpheus in Hades, by Offenbach. Our program opens with the aria Ocean, Thou Mighty Monster from the romantic opera Oberon by Carl von Weber. Oberon was composed in 1824 at the request of Charles Kemble, an Englishman, to be performed at the Royal Theatre. The opera finally received its premiere at Covent Garden, London, in April 1826, with Weber himself conducting. Miss Louise Taylor, soprano, and the New York Civic Orchestra present Ocean, Thou Mighty Monster.
fluffy pillow. No, it is no more and more a joy. It is a bow, a thrill, and yonder brighter gallant moon. And it is, oh, it is.
More than 3 million men and women have left the relief roles and now earn their living on WPA jobs. All the work they are doing was proposed by officials of their own communities. More than 1,500 teachers of music, whose means of livelihood vanished in the Depression, are teaching, directing, coaching, and leading community music units. This work is organized by the Federal Music Project of the Works Progress Administration. The New York Civic Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Plotnikoff, closes the program with the Waltz of Flowers from the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky.
that's all I've got time for today. Please stop by our website, www.americanradiotheater.org, and listen to some of our podcasts. We put up a new show every month. Also, stop by the old-time radio chat room at radiooutofthepast.org. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific, a group of us gather to talk and play old-time radio shows. Hey, see you there!